It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. If you are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
King David, the most successful king I know in the Bible, other than Jesus, said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Why was David glad? David was living in a palace, and the Bible described the palace of David as a story building, a very palatial building. And as at that time, the house of the Lord that David was talking about, the ark of God, was inside a tent. David was the first king that determined to build God a house. Until that time, even as at the time David was talking, because God wouldn't allow David to build the house, he asked his son Solomon to build the house. So which means at that time, the ark of the Lord was inside a tent. Yet David in his palace said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Why would he be glad to leave his palace to go into the tent, which was the representation of the house of the Lord? Because David understood that his palace will not stand unless it's sustained from the ark of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, as you have come into the house of the Lord today, there is sustenance that your life is receiving. In Psalms 23 from verse 1, King David said, I love David so much because that guy gave us an insight into what life should really be. If you would follow life according to the prescription that King David gave, you will enjoy life like King David did. In Psalms 23, from verse 1, King David said, the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, you see, a lot of people go to bed not able to sleep because they are worried about the next day. They are concerned about the issues at work. They are concerned about family issues. Different bills are rising up, but the finances are not increasing. They are concerned about health or one thing or the other. Listen, King David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not worry myself. That's what it means. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. I shall not be concerned for life. If you would put your heart and confidence in the love of God, you will not find any reason to worry in life. You go to bed every night and sleep like a baby. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verse 2, he says, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. Look at what he said. He said, he makes me. Which means it's a continuous tense. His life was experiencing being continuously lying on green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. What was David talking about? When you look at what David says about himself and about God, you wouldn't think he had the kind of experiences that he had. In Psalms 22 from verse 1, David was praying to God, and if you look at his prayer, you will understand some kind of experiences that David had in his life. In Psalms 22, 23, verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My dear brother, my sister, if you are listening to me today, I want you to understand that the challenges you might be faced with in life right now, they are not real. Challenges become real when a person is not living the life that is real. Psalms 22. I want to remind you in case that the David I'm talking about was the king in Israel. When he became king in Israel, he was denied access for 7 years. David could only rule over Judah. The remaining 10 tribes of Israel, he couldn't have access to them. When he eventually became king, some challenges began to come up. The people David appointed to rule the palace with him, they were in the palace with him, the ministers, commissioners, soon rose up against David. They soon rose up against David, but he appointed them. He brought them into government. He set up this government. Why? Because David made a mistake somewhere in life. And as far as they were concerned, David's error has remained with him. And they assessed David unfit to be king. And in their own judgment, David should be out of that palace. What David did was really wrong. But brothers and sisters, if God has forgiven your sins, no man can hold your sins against you. The men in the palace wouldn't want David no more. They want him out of there. They connived with Absalom, who was one of the smartest princes I ever read about in the Bible, to overthrow David, his father. It looked like it was working. David fled from the palace. When Absalom died in a war, they picked up another son, Adonijah, and got Adonijah to rise up again against his father. Now, those were just some of the challenges that David experienced in his life with his own sons trying to kill him. Absalom actually attempted to kill David, his father. David, in his prayers to God in Psalms 22, verse 1, he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Things were looking so terrible. It was like, where is God with all these kind of things happening around me? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? David was praying, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? I need help. It looks like you are not there. And from the waves of my roaring, I'm crying. It looks like you are not hearing me. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and I'm not silent. I am praying. Oh God. Now, I explained in one of our Wednesday teachings that the things God allowed David to go through, they brought David to a place where he began to speak these prayers prophetically. These words were released from the mouth of David by the power of the Holy Spirit, describing the life that Jesus was going to experience. In Psalms 23, verse 1, which is the Psalms immediately after this, then David begins to describe and begin to talk about himself. He says, It doesn't matter what I go through. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing. Brothers and sisters, where is your life today? What are those challenges that appear to be in the family or in your finances or wherever in your health that it looks like there is no answer? There is an answer for you in God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing. Health is mine because the Lord is my shepherd. David understood that life is beyond life experiences. There is a purpose God has for your life that is beyond the things you are experiencing now. And God will not give up on you until he accomplishes what he wants to do in your life, irrespective of the challenges that you might have. Things might go wrong sometimes. This might not be exactly the way they should look like. But it doesn't stop God from fulfilling his purpose in your life. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's verse 2. In verse 3, he leads me. David is saying, God leads me in the path of my destiny. Some people in life go the wrong way. Their destiny is this way. They are going this way. Because they don't even know what their life is about. They don't know what their life is supposed to accomplish. They find themselves in making the wrong decisions, getting into wrong situations. But David said, the Lord leads me in the path of righteousness, which means the right path that my life should go. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though my experience is now, my son is driving me away from the palace. I'm not even sure what is happening next. Things may look rough for me now. While I'm being driven away, I hear that he's planning to come and kill me. And then there's this guy who used to respect me a lot. He's insulting me. People that should console me or comfort me, they are not even making things any better. In spite of the experiences of my life, the Lord remains my shepherd. He leads me in the path that I should go. He knows what's next. He will not let me make any mistake in life. He will bring me to the right path. There is a destiny that God is taking me to. Irrespective of what happens now, I know that my life will arrive at the right destiny. He leads me in the path of righteousness, which means the right path that my life should go. Brothers and sisters, you have no reason to worry in life. If you will trust God, he will bring you to the right destiny that your life is supposed to arrive at. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What is the valley of the shadow of death? You know what a valley is? A valley, which means there's a mountain on this side and possibly another mountain on this side. And you are walking through the valley. And when you are walking through a valley, the mountain casts a shadow over you. Now, the shadow is cast over you. And when you look at the shadow, and you can tell that that is the shadow of a person. All right? Now, David said, the valley I'm walking through, when I look at the shadow that is cast over me, is the shadow of death. Which means death is so close by. That's what David was saying. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, with death on this side and death on this side, he said, I shall fear no evil. Because even though I am in the valley of death, God is in here with me. He said, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What is thy rod and thy staff? The rod of God and the staff of God are the experiences that he allows. He uses those experiences to direct your life. You are going this way. He causes one experience to bring you into this side. Your rod and your staff. Listen, brothers and sisters. If David didn't have the experiences that he had in life, he may not have arrived at the destiny that he arrived at. Thou Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. David was making confessions. He was making confessions. Listen, these confessions were being made when David was going through the valley of the shadow of death. When things look rough. Things look rough for David, but he knew the truth about God. He said, I know you, O God. He said, you are the one who prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They didn't want me to become king, but here I am as a king. They still hated me even after you made me king, but you will lift me up and you will make me an everlasting king. God said to David, there will never be a time forever that there will not be somebody from your loins that will sit on the throne as king. In other words, I have given you an eternal dynasty. Thou preparest before me a table where in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. My blessings, they are overflowing. Brothers and sisters, if you know how to celebrate the goodness and the love of God in your life, it doesn't matter what challenges the enemies try to make you go through. It will not get at you. You will be enjoying. You will be celebrating. You will be laughing. Look at what David is saying. There are troubles all around him. He says it doesn't matter. I know that my future is secured. My destiny is sure. I am arriving at my destiny in God. He said, God prepares a table before me, even in the presence of challenges. God is taking me somewhere. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. He has lifted me up. He anoints my head with oil. My cup of blessings is running over. He's running over. He's running over. This is a man that should have been complaining, but he's celebrating the goodness of God. If you will understand the blessings of God upon your life, it doesn't matter what challenges there may be, you keep celebrating the goodness of God. If you will see God's goodness every time, there is nothing that can stop you from enjoying the goodness of God in your life. And I told you that if your life is praiseful, your life will be blissful. If you learn to praise God every time, your life will be full of bliss. Bliss means blessings, goodness every time. David said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. If you learn to dwell in God, let the house of God be where you are found. He says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. As I'm going, there is a covering that I'm carrying. I am carrying a covering. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the trap of the wicked person. He shall deliver me from the trap of the wicked and from the noisome pestilence. What's the noisome pestilence? Viruses in the air. He shall deliver me from the noisome pestilence. Next verse, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. What is his truth? The health of God is at work in my body. The Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead after 3 days, if that spirit dwells in my body, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in my body, he will vitalize my mortal body. He will give strength and health always to my mortal body. He said, that is the truth. He says, that truth shall be my buckler. Because I know that I've got the health of God that is at work in me by the Spirit of God, I am not scared any time. We march in victory every time. We are victorious every time. Our life is secured all the time. Next verse. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. Next verse 6. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. Next verse. He says, a thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Your life is secured in God. There is a destiny that God has planned for you. In spite of the challenges that might be in your life now, God is taking you somewhere. There is a beauty that God has planned to reveal in your life. Until that beauty is revealed, nothing will stop you and nothing will stop God. Your life is designed for glory, to exhibit, to reveal the goodness of God. With your mouth, you will celebrate the goodness of God. Go ahead and begin to give God thanks. Your life has been designed for beauty. Your life has been designed for glory. Go ahead, give him thanks. Your life is not an ordinary one. Give him thanks. You are not an ordinary person. There is God in your life. In spite of what happens around you, you have been secured in God. You have been secured in God. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. You are not an ordinary person. Give him thanks. Mantori kabala sokabala ilamante. Thank you, Almighty God. Take all the glory, O God. Father, we thank you. Our life is beautified. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it shall not come near us. We have peace every time. We celebrate your goodness. Our life is designed for your glory. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.